This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seriously, we get to do another hour. Is this great or what? Happy Friday, everybody. Only one more hour. We're going to make the best of it right here, for sure. What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that. We appreciate you very much. And we're fired up today to be talking about what you want to talk about. Find out what's on your mind. We did decide to inject some fun, and that is to find out where the best burger and the best Nephila soup is. I want to know the best burger. Todd want to know best Nephila soup. So we've thrown that out there today. And it's done. Well, it's made me hungry is what it's done, Todd. I'm just going to admit it. I'm hungry. Got to go find some Nephila soup and a burger. But I'd have to limit my Nephila soup intake if I... Never mind.
On an icy day like today, a big bowl of Nephila would probably feel pretty good right about now.
Exactly right, because as you're scooping in the Nephila, nothing else, you know, really matters. The world, the troubles and trials and tribulations and weight of the world sort of just lifts off your shoulders.
You wanted the burger, by the way. Ronnie's Bar and Grill Mohall makes a sticky burger with peanut butter and pickles on it.
Okay, I'm grossed out now.
It says, don't even think about knocking it until you've tried it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to knock it, but I will try it if I ever get there. Where is it at?
Mohall.
Sticky Burger in Mohall.
Ronnie's Bar and Grill, Mohall.
I've been to Mohall a couple of times, so pass through there. We have a friend that lives up that way, the harmonica man. Why in the world is his name escaping
Crazy
me right
Bob?
Now? Crazy Bob? You call him Crazy Bob. I just call him Bob.
Well, he calls himself Crazy Bob. I'm honoring his wishes. I didn't label him crazy. He labeled him crazy. And who am I to argue with him?
We have a boatload of texts to get to and some calls already coming in for this hour. So we're going to get to it here. First-time caller. One first-time caller. If you've never called this program before, let Daniel know that when you call so he can tell me in the first one of this hour wins another MyPillow. All right? Let's get to it. Let's go to Rame, North Dakota. And Jim, what's on your mind? Jim, are you there? Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
Yes, I was just wondering about this gas prices and diesel prices. Gas has dropped like 50 cents a gallon, and diesel has dropped like 5 cents a gallon. Just wondering if anybody had an idea what the deal was there.
By what the deal, you mean why is it dropping, or why is diesel not dropping as much as gas?
Why is the diesel not coming down, too, both from oil, so.
Yeah, about everything I could tell you from, and if I had to pick one question that we get over the years, I'm talking about when my talk radio career started in Grand Forks in 1986, it would be this one. You know, gas prices, people are concerned about them. And when I have dug into it and talked to people that sell gas on the wholesale level, sell it at the retail level, that supply it, that, you know, all of this, the one thing that always comes back to, Jim, is supply, right? Is that there's a log jam somewhere. And, you know, the other issue is we don't put the price of bread, you know, on the sign on the street corner or, pick another product, Nephila soup, right? It doesn't go, oh, I'm going to get my Nephila soup there because it's a quarter cheaper than over there, right? We don't do that, but we do it with gas. So, you know, basically the market sort of says, well, what will the market bear? What are we going to do? What are we buying it for? It's the free market system. I know people think that people get in a smoke-filled room and say, let's jam it to those guys that need diesel. We're only going to lower that 5 cents because we want to make some more money right now. It's usually like, okay, where I'm getting my diesel from, the price hasn't come down yet, so... That's usually it. But if I get the chance, we'll certainly have some folks on again to sort of talk about it. But I'm guessing that's probably what it would be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks very much.
Yeah. Now,
first time caller too.
You were a first time caller from Rame, huh?
Yep.
How about that? All right. So that means, you know, we've got a MyPillow for you. Next time you come to Bismarck, we'll
We'll hook you up.
Okay.
All right. How far is Rain from Bismarck?
Oh, about 200 miles.
Do you get there often?
No, not too often.
Is that right? What's your big city? Where do you go to from Rain for, you know, when you're going to go into the big city and get a few supplies or something? Where do you
Bowman.
Go? Bowman, okay, sure. You live in a great part of North Dakota. You realize that, don't you?
Oh, yes, we sure do. The Banana Belt.
The Banana Belt, exactly right. And those... A little warmer in that corner. All right, so
yep.
Jim, hang on a second. We're going to get your full name, and we'll get that to Todd. He'll slap it onto my pillow, okay? All right, appreciate that. I will try to track down an answer more specific on that, on the difference between gas and diesel from one of my
go-to
sources.
Some winter blend diesel coming in, maybe? I don't know. Just...
It's usually that. It's usually just, you know, with the refiners and when they're kicking out, when the supply comes, it's usually the deal. All right, Jim in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
You talking to Jim?
I'm talking to Jim. Yes, sir.
Hey, Scott. Scott, I got a little story. We're coming back from Minneapolis Saturday, and we're going, obviously, 94 West, and we came across this girl that was driving erratically on interstate, okay?
Right.
She was swerving in. She almost hit one truck, and I could see the guy was on the other line, and she kept going and slowing down and fast and into the shoulder. So I said, I got to call 911. So I called 911 and told them exactly what was going on, and she says, okay, thank you, and hung up. And I thought, well, that's weird. She doesn't even want to know where this is happening. And so I called back again, and I said, you know, I just called, I'm calling back because this lady's going to kill somebody. And when we drove by her, you could see she barely had her eyes open, and she was just, either she had to be on something or so tired. So I said, hey, we're right by Jamestown. You need to get somebody out here before she kills somebody. And she says, well, I've already reported it, and so that's all I need. And I'm thinking, okay, so we followed her for another 20 miles, and nope, not one highway patrol. Nobody showed up to see this. And I'm thinking, why wouldn't they have really got some information? There was a town in Jamestown, had to be a highway patrol in that area. And so I was wondering, what do you think happened, and why wouldn't they have taken better action? Because I can't pull her over or do something like that and get involved in case I, you know, run her off the road. So what do you think? Why? I think they need to do something more on a situation like that. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yeah, it sounded like, especially as long as it went on. Now, I don't know, was there a trooper not in the area? Could they not get a hold of a deputy? I'm guessing the reason she didn't get too revved up about your first call is somebody else had called her. And so she had the concern already coming in from somebody else. So she's saying, you know, I've got it, we're on this. But then, you know, the response time, you'd think, would be a little bit better given what you're describing there. You know, I mean, I it's a good question for trooper talk, which we do regularly on the program, and I would assume that if they get a call like that, they have to respond to it and not just, you know, blow it off. Sometimes it's going to be, you know, look, I've swerved many times on the road because I'm, you know, I reached for something or whatever. I wasn't using, you know, looked away for a second or whatever. But, I mean, that's different than somebody conducting themselves in the way it sounds like this driver was. I don't blame you for doing what you did, and I also don't blame you for being a little concerned that it's not taken care of. I mean, when I call something in, I want to know it's taken care of, you know, that somebody's coming.
Yeah, because it was over 20 to 25 miles we followed, and I'm thinking, she finally turned off into Jamestown, and I'm thinking, you know, why wouldn't... The only thing I could think of, and I don't know if this had anything to do with it, but that was that day where all the people were at that first responders thing. But there had to be 15 police about an hour later heading back to their small cities and ambulances. And I hope it wasn't because they had no one out there. I mean, sure, they want to report, but they still need to have somebody in that area and taking care of this. If you know, if someone would have got killed because of her, it'd have been horrible. Because, like I said, I wanted to try something to stop her, but – I'm going to do is either get in trouble for trying to stop it, and then they'll say you shouldn't have been involved. So I just think next time they're on, kind of ask them why they wouldn't have got there sooner.
Yeah, I will. I'll talk a little bit about the process and how that works and multiple calls and, you know, how long it takes and how they choose to do it. But you tell me again the distance from when you first called this in to when you left that motorist. Would you say 20 miles?
Well, it was at least, because we followed her forever, and because I was on the line twice, it was about 20 miles. She would be going way past and past me, and then all of a sudden we just kept following her, and then she'd slow way down. She almost hit one truck because she was right, pulling right over to the right lane, and he had to swerve, and he was on his phone. And
very interesting. Jim, I appreciate the call. Thanks a ton. Lost you at the end there, but I get the gist of it. We definitely will ask. We're due for a trooper talk. We didn't have too many during the election cycle, so we'll get that scheduled quick and get that answer. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyBlackBullGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim@IndyBlackBullGuy.com, and thank you.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Dang, and Dak Diesel are hard at work. They specialize in diesel vehicles. That's what their service center is all about. That's that shop at Dak Diesel, Bismarck, North Dakota. Expertise, mechanics that know diesel vehicles, fix them up in no time. And you know what? We're talking about pickup trucks, tractors, semi-trucks. They do it all. Any kind of diesel vehicle.
the repair and maintenance you need to get it back on the road. Hey, think about this. When was the last time you had the vehicle serviced? Send it in and say, just get through this. Check it out. Do it. It will save you a lot of money. And with someone that is not going to do anything other than give you a straight deal, bring it in. The experts at DAC Diesel. They got all kinds of maintenance services that they do, a variety of those for diesel vehicles. So get that vehicle down the road and prevent major problems. A lot of times a diesel vehicle is your income. It's your engine. DACDiesel.com or call them at 701-258-5011, one of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind. Okay, who's next here? Shall we go to Wing, North Dakota, and DJ is going to tell us about some really good soup.
I am. Hi.
Hi, DJ.
There's two things, though. The first thing I want to say is I just want to thank you for having Kevin Kramer on so often on your talk show to inform us of stuff. I mean, that was invaluable, and I just give you kudos. Anyways.
Well, so give him the kudos, because there's not many members of Congress that devote the kind of time he does to, you know, taking, in our case, an hour a week. So he's the one that deserves the credit.
That's what made my vote, you know. I mean, if he informs people and cares enough about us, well, that speaks volumes. So,
yeah, appreciate
anyways,
that.
To the soup. The best soup is in Robinson, North Dakota. The cook is Carol, and she makes the best Niffla soup.
Oh, so I'm, like, so going to Robinson now. You've just sold me. You know, I know enough. Carol Robinson, and it's the best. Now, is Carol have a little cafe there in Robinson?
Yes, she does. Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So if you go around noon, it's, you know, between 11 and 2 or whatever, you'll hit her.
Well, very good.
Yep.
Doesn't that sound good, Todd? DJ just did a very nice job of making that sound really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right.
Okay.
Yes, and if I were anywhere near Robinson today, I definitely would be going to the cafe where Carol's at and have that Niffla soup. But I'm going to get there soon, and I appreciate your call, DJ. Thanks a bunch.
Yeah, can I put in one more word for another little cafe along that road?
Absolutely.
In Tuttle, there is a cafe, and he's a chef that cooks there. But on Sundays, he has the most wonderful buffet from 11 till, I believe, 1. And he has, like, 3 different entrees. He's superb. So if you ever want to take your wife or whoever and go for a road trip and have a good meal on Sundays, they have a wonderful buffet.
Till the end of time, we are welcoming of, you know, small town cafe tips, the folks that don't necessarily get the attention out there, but put on a great meal, and that sounds like a perfect candidate. Buffet in Tuttle, 11 to 1. Mm!
On Sundays.
On Sundays. I love it. Yeah, nothing like a Sunday buffet. Thank you, DJ. All the best to you. What's the name of the cafe I would go to in Canby, Minnesota? My grandparents. I don't know if it had a name. Maybe it was just Canby Cafe. But that was on Sundays. Always so good. Very, very good. Oh, my gosh. Yes, good memories of that. You know where Canby, Minnesota is, Ted? You're a Minnesota boy. You big city St. Paul boy. You don't know where Canby is.
I escaped Minnesota in the 80s. I'm not a Minnesota boy anymore. Until they get everything straightened out over there.
My mom was a Canby Lancer. Her parents, Adam and Bertha Tilges, rest their soul, were from Canby. And so we spent a lot of time. We lived in Montevideo, of course. So we, you know, drive over to Montevideo.
So the opposition would call them the Canby Mamby Pambies?
Lancers. The Canby Mamby Pitch. Oh, the competition probably would. Yeah, yeah, you're right. They were good wrestlers down there. Really good wrestlers. So I'm trying to remember who their competition would be. Probably like Madison and I don't know who else. Let's go to Mike in Northwest North Dakota. You're next on What's on Your Mind, Mike. Go ahead.
Hi, I am a truck driver, and I tell you what, I've eaten food all over the place. And when it comes to a burger, there's one main key to the deal. And that's having the grill well seasoned. The more seasoned the grill is, the better the burger is. And with that in mind, the number one best burger around is at the American Legion in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. You go there on a Saturday for their Saturday burgers. OMG, is that awesome. And pulling up a close number two is Mick's Office in Moorhead.
Yeah, they're good.
And that's
right.
Kind of a Moorhead State College bar. The ambiance is college, definitely. But their cheeseburger with fried onions and chips, boy, that ranks right up there with it definitely passes the yummy test.
Okay, one question on the seasoned grill. What do you mean by you like literally throwing some seasoning on the actual grill?
As these grills get older, the food kind of cooks right into the surface. And so arguably speaking, the older the grill is, the more used it is, the more seasoned it gets. And with time, aging, and seasoning, the quality of the food that comes off of it improves. And you add somebody who could cook on top of that, like at the American Legion and Thief River, those guys really got it figured out.
It's all about the grill. I love it. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. Wally in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Scott. I got a question for you. You know how you can tell the difference between the real Netflix soup and the imitation stuff?
I do not. Please tell me.
Okay, the Netflix will be in many different sizes. They won't be them little square cubes. If you're eating them little square cubes, that's not the real thing.
So it's got to be one size. All the dumplings are one size? Is that what you're saying?
Yep, that's not the real thing.
Oh, that's not the real thing.
The real soup is made with a dough that is ripped off of, or cut off, you know, in pieces. It's not does not come out in squares. I had that conversation with a gal at Kroll's one time. She tried to tell me she had homemade Netflix, and I said, no, you can't fool an old crowd. So anyway, as far as the hamburgers go, you know, these people I've been listening to, they mentioned some good places for hamburgers, and that little Tuttle Cafe, he's got as good a burger as anywhere around. But now, if you're really going to judge a hamburger, you better leave off the cheese. You better leave off the onions. You better just eat the hamburger sandwich. That's how you really tell if you're eating a good hamburger or not.
Why? Because you're saying you don't have all the, it's the beef? It's not about the toppings?
It's all about the hamburger. It's not about the additives.
I see. Okay. Boy, I tell you what. I have a hard time leaving the cheese and the other goodies off, but.
Yeah, okay, but I mean, if you're really going to judge a hamburger,
right? Yeah,
you try that sometime.
You got to do it apples to apples or beef to beef. You got to do it that way.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
Makes total sense, Wally. Thank you so much for the fine tips.
Another thing about the Netflix soup, I'm an old German from Russia. My niece in Bismarck, her name is Deb. She probably makes as good a Netflix soup as there is in the state.
Oh, I love it. The good homemade stuff. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Vince Webker is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. He's my neighbor, so I know when I tell you you can come to Hot Springs, you're going to get a great deal and a great product. It's the real deal. That's for sure. And right now you have a warehouse ready to move on out. Some really good deals right now, right?
Well, we do. We're getting towards the end of the year here where right now we have 153 hot tub models in stock, whether they're at the warehouse or, you know, showroom models that have to go. It's really a great time, and we're throwing in there some great financing with a 60 months no interest financing. That's 5 years, and you don't have to make your first payment for 5 months. So I don't want any excuses not to be better in hot water, better physically, better mentally, better relationally. And I promise you, if you use this for 30 days and you use it like getting up in the morning and eating breakfast, you will be better.
Best ownership experience of any spa, period. People love it. Find out why at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and the leaders of Canada and Mexico sitting down a short time ago at the G20 summit in Argentina to sign a new trade deal to replace NAFTA. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says more work needs to be done to protect workers across North America, especially after recent GM announcements.
As I discussed with President Trump a few days ago, the recent plant closures by General Motors, which affects thousands of Canadian and American workers and their families, are a heavy blow. Make no mistake, we will stand up for our workers and fight for their families and their communities.
Trudeau also calling for an end to the tariffs issued by the Trump administration. The U.S. military is now accused of killing nearly two dozen civilians in an airstrike in Afghanistan recently. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Oil and natural gas supply is helping meet America's demand. We're committed to using our talent and resources wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for our family, friends, and neighbors. We want to prove that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. I love seeing that. It's happening now with the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, one of our guest hosts next week. He'll be on Wednesday with Congressman Kramer and some other folks ahead of the a budget address from Governor Burgum. It's going to be a big week next week in the state legislature as they get their organizing session rolling and budget rolled out. So Darrell Lease, North Dakota Farm Bureau, be subbing for yours truly, Ron Ness and Jeff Simon, I believe, as well. So I will be in Washington, D.C. with our fine listeners. I'll be here Monday, but I will not be here Tuesday through the weekend. So, of course, we have this big trip to Washington, D.C. We've done New York for, I don't know, a bunch of years in a row and had a great time and just decided to do a different place at the suggestion of some listeners. And we actually have six folks that have been with us in New York before and now joining us in Washington, D.C. And 50, 60 folks coming along for the tour. It's going to be a great time. It really is, in all the sites you'd expect. But I'm looking forward to the Bible Museum. I've never been to the Holocaust Museum. I'm ashamed to say it. And so looking forward to that tour as well and many more. So should be a lot of fun, and the holidays are great. Kennedy Center for a nice Christmas show. We'll have a grand old time for sure. Okay, let's get back to some more calls here at 800-228-0550. I got a full bank, so I'm going to go as quick as I can and get to all of you, okay? Kenny in Bismarck wants to weigh in on the soup. Go ahead, Kenny.
I would say Knutlof from Napoleon.
Nephla Napoleon.
Nephla from Napoleon.
Yeah. And are you talking about that Kiss Livestock?
Yeah.
Not Kiss Livestock. Sorry, Napoleon Livestock, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because or I've heard about Nephila before. I just can't remember. I always saw Napoleon. It was at they have a little cafe in the livestock spot there. Is that where it's at?
Yeah.
Yep. Got to get there.
Done the show from there.
Got to get. Did you have Nephila when you were there, Tom?
I sure did, and he's right. Fantastic.
Good stuff. All right, perfect. Thanks a bunch. Here is a call from Craig, who's on the road, but wanted to respond to something an earlier caller said. Go ahead, Craig.
Hi there. Yeah, I was talking about a lady that called in where Kevin Kramer gets on the phone. He got her vote. I'd just say, who you're going to vote for? Heidi Heitkamp, who doesn't mind killing babies when they're late term even, and crying out loud, the Democrat Party, Republicans have to start saying how it is. They are communist/socialist party. Half of them don't know what they're voting for, and the other half are just flat-ass kooks. And the millennials, for crying out loud, gave us Obama. Man, hard to believe. You know, my dad called my brothers and us. I put it to shortened it up for my brother's Mojazzes. He get mad at us. He called Mojazz, moron jackass. And voting for a Democrat, that's about what you are anymore, because they are socialists / communists. And people got to wake up. That's about it.
Well, Craig, thank you for telling us what's on your mind today. We appreciate that very much. And one thing I will tell you, that the issue you mentioned that probably defines, or there are many, but you know, I think from the standpoint of what our founders would envision, what our Constitution says in a right to life, is the issue of thinking it's okay to end the life of an unborn baby. I mean, it's just, and it is, I do believe that was part of the reason Heidi Heitkamp lost. Good chunk of that 11 points was right there. So hopefully it's an important message to other Democrats in North Dakota about what this state at least believes. Well said. Thank you for the call, Glenn and Bismarck. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hi, Glenn.
Hi. Yeah, I'm a first-time caller. I'm actually not from here. I was just going to say, but Freed's Family Restaurant in Mandan has really got good Mifflin soup. And I think that hamburger with the peanut butter and pickle on it sounds wonderful.
Do you really? All right, you try it first and call me to just make sure, okay? You're supposed to try it before you knock it. Didn't they tell us that, Todd? Try it before you knock
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
I think I heard that.
It's
so
only fair.
I'm going to stop knocking it, but you go first, Glenn. That's all I'm saying.
And, I'll give it a shot.
And thanks for remembering Freed's. It's a great spot. I've been there many times because of a listener's tip. I said, all right, I'm going to go check this out. Nancy and Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Yes, I was lucky enough to turn the radio on. I'm traveling to Bismarck today, and I've never even listened to this station, but it was very exciting to hear people call in.
I'm by the way thrilled you caught us and you're listening. So now just keep the radio right where it's at and rip the knob off, okay, Nancy?
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't
need anything else.
I had heard a couple days ago that the state of North Dakota wants everyone to renew their license by 2020. And I had just renewed my license. So I just wondered if that is actually a fact or is it not a fact?
Well, I think, Todd, you and I would have heard about that by some sort of news release from...
It's all a part of that Real ID movement that by October 2020, we're all supposed to have Real ID. If you're boarding a plane, getting into a federal building, that kind of stuff. So I'm thinking that's what you're alluding to is, yeah, it's all part of that Real ID thing.
Now, if you promise to keep listening, Nancy, we'll get somebody on and we'll ask them what the scoop is, okay?
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you.
I'm guessing you're talking about what Todd's talking about, so we'll find out what's behind that and whether or not that means you need to renew your driver's license. And you probably don't. If you don't do some of the things he just mentioned, you probably do if you do. But we'll find out. So keep listening, and thank you for calling for the first time today, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
See that, Todd? She said, found us on the radio. Love the idea that we're taking calls. How about that? Isn't that fun?
Exactly.
Folks, tell your friends and neighbors. Let them know. Kathy, and where are you in Bowman?
Bowden, oh, yeah. North Dakota.
You're in Bowden. Got it. What's on your mind?
Oh, I want to talk about Niffle Soup on Highway 200. The best Niffle Soup is at the Bowden Cafe.
Is that right?
Yep.
Have you had a few bowls of that in your day?
I have had a few bowls of it.
All right. Best Niffle Soup Cafe in Bowden. Thanks for sharing.
And if you want a homemade Fleischkekwa, we're also known for them, and a really good Sunday buffet.
You were speaking a foreign language a moment ago. A homemade what?
Fleischkekwa.
Todd, I have no idea what she's saying.
Fleischkekwa? You don't know what that is?
I don't think
Thank you.
Scott, oh my gosh, really?
Thank you, Kathy. Yeah.
Okay, wait, Kathy, don't go yet, Kathy.
Okay, I'm here.
Phil Scott in on what Fleischkekwa is. I can't believe he hasn't heard of that.
It's a seasoned hamburger and onion, and it's encased in a dough and deep fried.
There you go.
So what time do you open? See if I can get there.
We're open at 7.
All right. Beautiful. I love it, Kathy. That sounds fantastic. So you're right, Todd. I should have known about that before now, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Danny in Moorhead wants to talk about Paul Manafort. What's on your mind, Danny?
I wanted to talk about Manafort and Michael Cohen. Manafort is guilty of 8 counts of income tax evasion and money laundering. Michael Cohen was guilty of 6 counts of income tax evasion and 2 counts of the hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. Now, I can't consider why. Can you give me a plausible reason why either of them would be worthy of a pardon? I mean, if that's the case, we might as well pardon, what's his name?
Well, I think that's the political calculation the president will have to make. I think his argument would be, you know, a guy like Paul Manafort has been sucked into a witch hunt of which there really was no there to begin this. Now, the political consideration, to your point, is going to be, you know, people that have done this, how do you pardon them? But presidents make those decisions all the time. I mean, go look at some of the folks Obama pardoned. You'd say, what? You know, so you've got to consider the circumstances. But I think otherwise you have a point. I want to read some of these texts because we have so many. Scott, I do have one question. Where's these congressmen and congresswomen are running to the microphone to say, if you lie to Congress, there must be repercussions. All these clowns lie to us every single day of the week. They don't have any repercussions. We live now in an accepted two-law system, theirs and ours. I feel we've lost our country until this changes. Very scary, says Gail. Thanks, Gail. If you ever have a professional wrestler on your program, ask that person why the WWE does not allow the use of pile drivers in matches. Todd, can you make note of that next time you have somebody on?
I will. They certainly do a lot of things that resemble that, though. So
they skirt it a little bit, huh? Is that how they go about
right,
it now?
Yeah, exactly.
See, best hamburger I've ever had are those I buy at any McDonald's drive-in. I don't want onions on my hamburger. Only communists have onions on their hamburger.
Communists.
I do have to admit, I mean, you don't get a bad burger at McDonald's. I don't think it's the burger you're going to get in Tuttle. Or, you know, some of the fine suggestions.
You go to one of these great small-town cafes, then you go to a drive-thru, and the drive-thru just sort of disappoints you after that experience.
Another texture says, the purpose of the Mueller investigation is to distract the public from any positive aspects of the Trump presidency and to catch people on obstruction charges by a misspeaking under oath. Also, it's difficult to beat Burger Time, though the bacon smokehouse at McDonald's is way better than I was expecting. Ooh. Didn't even know about that one. Best Burger, it's a new listener, Best Burger is the Great American Smokehouse in Watford City. Best Nephila Soup is the Rusty Putter, located at the golf course, also in Watford City.
The Rusty Putter, you got to love that name.
Yeah, Rusty Putter, here we come. If all the immigrants wanted to enter the USA on their trek, why did they travel so far when they could have gone to Brownsville and saved many miles? This whole thing is orchestrated. There's NGOs in the middle of this, non-governmental organizations that are getting them to the border. Then they want to take them when they get here and get more taxpayer money. It's crazy. Texter says, we're driving on I-94. Crazy number of people do not have their headlights on. Come on and wake up. Folks, if you're listening, come on. White Maid Restaurant Napoleon has top-notch Nephila soup. Okay, is that different
true.
Than... Is that they have the Nephila?
Yeah, White Maid's downtown. The other one's in the livestock, which is kind of on the north end of town.
Blarney Stone, hot-headed Irishman burger. Have a beer and a Pepsi with it. Yeah, the Pepsi might be good.
Not had that.
We'll talk about Medora Magical Christmas
we
next.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Scott Hillen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City. Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Did you know you now get more speed with new Speed Rower SP Windrowers from your Northern Region New Holland dealers? New Holland's new high-speed transport option gives you road speeds up to 24 miles per hour, the fastest in the industry. So you spend less time on the road and more time cutting crop. And there's no need to swivel your seat with New Holland, so you get the same industry-leading visibility and comfort you have when working in the field. See the Speed Rower SP Windrower at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, folks. This is Bill Sorensen, host of the Magical Medora Christmas Show. We want to say thank you. Because of your tremendous support, we've been able to expand our tour to 31 shows. We're excited to be bringing Christmas cheer to the Medora Old Town Hall Theater at 7:30 Friday, November 29th, and 1:30 and 7:30 Saturday, December 1st. Tickets for our all-new show are available at the Rough Rider Hotel and Medora.com.
The MBI rig team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, advanced opportunities, and more. If you're an experienced forehand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I forgot about Gary Emmett. He's guest hosting one day next week, too. I'll be in Washington, D.C. on the 4th through the 8th. I'll be here Monday, but a good chunk of next week in Washington with some of our listeners. And I know a lot of our other listeners are going to be headed to the Magic Medora Musical Christmas that is crisscrossing North Dakota, Minnesota, has been to Montana, been down to South Dakota. Pretty amazing. Chad Willow is with us. Chad is the musical director for the show, so he knows the show very, very well, of course, and he'll also be doing a little banjo and a little bit of piano and a little bit of singing. Chad, nice to have you on What's On Your Mind. How are you doing?
Hey, good. How are you doing, Scott?
Great. How's the show going so far?
Oh, we've been having a good run so far. We've got a week of shows under our belt. I just woke up in Medora because this is the weekend we're doing the shows in Medora. So we're looking forward to those. It's been great crowds, great venues. So we've been having a good tour so far.
All right, Williston is in the books, and now Medora starts. Watford City, of course, was a stop as well. Glendive, Spearfish now. After Medora, it's to Mandan, coming up on the 2nd at 7:30. And yeah. then
I'll
Minot. Well, Todd's going. And then Minot on the 4th and 5th, and Devil's Lake on the 6th, and Ellendale on the 7th. Fargo, 8th and 9th of December at Fargo South High School. Tickets at Hornbacher's. Or you can get tickets, too, at Medora.com. So what's the best part of the show?
Well, you know, because I like the banjo so much, I'm going to say the banjo part. But, you know, everything, all the singers are great. The music is great. Bill Sorensen, you know, puts this all together. And we spent the fall picking the music and make sure everything was just right for the show. So, yeah, but my favorite part is picking the banjo.
Picking that banjo, well, that's kind of fun as well. And Bill tells a couple of good jokes, doesn't he?
He does put a couple jokes out there. Yeah, he's quite the showman. I think of us as kind of like I'm his Ed McMahon, and he's the Johnny Carson of the show. I was thinking of that when I'm sitting up there at the piano and he's bantering away.
Yeah, that great. That's so great. Now, how much of your year is spent on the Medora and the musical and putting the shows together?
Sure. Well, I did the musical for 12 years here in Medora, and. Man, I had a great time. And so I take a couple of years off every once in a while. I'm on a couple of years off now. So the stuff we did for the Christmas show, we kind of started talking about it in the summertime and then putting it together in the fall kind of because Bill was in the big show, you know, in the summer. So he was pretty busy. So once that kind of closed, we got to focus in more on it. So, yeah, since about September, we've been getting this together.
So this is, it starts in the summer, literally, to get this show all ready to go. And the show, for folks that have not been there, I know of the Medora Gospel, the Gospel Brunch show has had rave reviews the last number of years, and a lot of folks have seen that. So that's a little bit of flavor only with Christmas in this show, right?
Exactly. They kind of coincide as kind of the same type of show, but with the Christmas in this one, yeah. I remember doing they opened the Gospel Brunch show. The last year I was here, it just is starting to take off like wildfire. So, yeah, another good version of that, only in the Christmas version. So, yeah, come on out.
The Queen of the West, Emily Walter, is there. Jared Mason, the yodeler. Does he yodel? I heard he was going to yodel a little at least. Did he get a little yodeling?
He does yodel, yeah. Bill wouldn't let him do the show without having to do a little bit of yodel at least. Yeah, so he's got a little yodel in there, and it's good. It's Christmas-themed, and it'll be fun. You'll enjoy that part, too.
And Job Christensen, who has been on Broadway, and a soloist there, so very talented as well. And then, of course, Chad as well, so... Those are the folks that bring you the show, a little bit of music, a little bit of magic, a little bit of Christmas. It's a lot of Christmas. It's just that typical Medora family-friendly spirit. So that's really needed. I call it pure entertainment, Chad. That's what I call it.
I love it because it is. And we're up there, and we have as much fun as the audience has. So it just kind of emanates out, and it's just a good old time for everyone.
Can't wait to see it. Really looking forward to it. Tickets are $30 at Medora.com. And, again, you can get shows, for instance, at the Mandan High School Sunday this weekend. There is, tickets available for that at Dan's Supermarkets as well in Bismarck and Mandan, as well as the Bismarck Bell Auditorium. That show coming up in a couple of weeks, December 19th. Two shows at 3 and 7, but the Mandan show is Sunday at 7:30. So, and this weekend in Medora, if you maybe haven't planned anything, thinking, hey, I need to do something, what a neat way to do it. Great setting for Christmas there, and they have great packages with the hotel accommodations, too, so check all that out at Medora.com. Then do Mandan on Sunday, as I mentioned, then up to Minot for two shows, Devil's Lake, Ellendale, Fargo on the 8th and 9th, Grand Forks on the 10th, Grafton on the 12th, Park Rapids on the 13th, Detroit Lakes, Alexandria, Henning, Wappanen, Jamestown, Bismarck, Valley City, Fergus Falls, and Bloomington in that order, and you can find that whole schedule at Medora.com. Chad, anything else you want to tell us about the show?
That you're just going to have a good old time and hope to see you at the show.
All right. Well, travel safely and enjoy the weekend in Medora.
Thanks, Scott. We will.
You bet.
See you Sunday.
Medora and Mandan. And Todd will see you Sunday in Mandan.
All right, yeah. Todd. See you Sunday.
All right. That's going to be a blast. Is Carrie going?
Hope you're Absolutely.
I hope you're bringing your wife. Yeah. Yeah. We'll take it all in. Good. See, Todd will be able to give us a little testimonial next week after seeing the show because I'm waiting
exactly.
for you. Move a little bit this way, but what a fun show. They really do a neat job. So great. Already out of time. I am, just so you know, efforting a couple of questions on the DMV license deal for 2020. Trooper talk on the protocol of when someone calls in a motorist that's of concern, and the question on gas diesel. I did get one answer on that, but diesel is used to heat homes in the Northeast, so that's why that one doesn't come, because the demand's there. That would track with my supply and demand part. God bless you. Thank you for listening, folks. We'll see you Monday.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support in all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.